Many people don't realize that the Roman Catholic Bible has an Apocrypha. These are additional books of the Bible. I got a book here by Lorraine Boatner, and it lists the different books that are a part of that Apocrypha. You don't find these books, by the way, in a regular, what we would call a Protestant Bible. Let me just read the list here. 15 books are listed here. The first book of Esdras, second book of Esdras, Tobit, Judith, the additions to the book of Esther, the wisdom of Solomon, the book of Ecclesiasticus, okay, the book of Baruch, the letter of Jeremiah, the prayer of Azariah, and the song of the three young men, the book of Susanna, the book of Bel and the Dragon, the prayer of Manasseh, and the first book of Maccabees and the second book of Maccabees. You don't find that in the Protestant Bibles, ladies and gentlemen. And not only that, you will not find the Lord quoting from those books either. You know, by the way, those extra books, the Apocrypha, was basically endorsed by the Council of Trent. And that was, as I said, a response to the Catholic Reformation. They want to come up with stuff to try to defend their own false teachings. And, you know, one of those teachings regarding almsgiving, okay, good deeds, they say that almsgiving, for example, is said to deliver from death. You find that in Tobit 12:9, 4:10, and 14:10. To 11. So, you know, these false teachings, they weren't accepted. You won't find, you know, you find the Lord quoting from the Old Testament, but you're not going to find the Lord or his disciples quoting from these extra books, what we would know as the Apocrypha. Something you need to know, folks. Something you need to know right then and there. And by the way, some of those, sometimes when they talk about the Apocrypha, they might group some of those books together. So some will say there's 15, some will say there's 7. But what they did is some are just grouping some of those books together. So don't let that throw you off. So those are false teachings. So you know, folks, you know, the Bible warns us about being seduced. Okay? And many people are being seduced in the age in which we're living. Many Christians are biting the bait here, folks. And I'm talking mainstream preachers. My, oh, my. And they won't say a word. You know, it's because they're a 501c3, they're political, they're afraid to, because they don't want to lose their tax write-off or whatever. But here, you know, as a minister, we got to warn the people. We're preaching the truth. We're preaching the truth of God's word, how to get saved. And, you know, they say there are close to a billion Catholics in the world. That could be true. I don't know if it's true. But it's all, you take my word for it. There are tons, hundreds of millions of Roman Catholics, okay, that believe the false gospel of Rome. I've spoken to my share of Roman Catholics, witnessing over the years. You talk about being born again. Most of them don't even know what I'm talking about. They've been baptized. They'll still go to the Catholic Mass. They'll say, I'm a Christian. Well, you know, that's what this teaching's about. You know, are Roman Catholics Christian? Are they saved? No, if they believe the false gospel of Rome. They can't be. Otherwise, the Bible means nothing. The truth of God's word would become meaningless, you see? You know, if the Bible talks about being born again, it's a spiritual regeneration. It has nothing to do with a priest sprinkling my head with water. Okay, so I encourage you, folks, search the word of God for yourself. Remember, whoever you are, when you pass through eternity, you are going there as an individual. So whatever you decide, you know, you say, well, you know, you believe, you got your belief, I got my belief. That's okay, but that's your choice. But that's your choice. So just remember, when you know, when the last breath leaves your body, that's it. Well, you know, where will you be? Will you be in heaven, or will you be in hell? Or are you hoping, as I used to do, that somehow you might go to purgatory and maybe some people might pray you out of there, folks? You see, that's deception. That's deception. So the good news, folks, you heard it here today. I gave you the teachings that are found in the Bible. I encourage you, listen to the video over and over. If you have to, write down the scriptures, get yourself a Bible, and get saved. Be blessed.